USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The FAA is working to fix a huge computer malfunction that is slowing air traffic through most of Florida's airports and causing delays at Miami International, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, and Orlando International Airport. The FAA says those delays are in the range of several hours. More than 6,300 flights among all carriers in and out of the United States are delayed, according to FlightAware. It may be a very quick appearance in court Tuesday in Pennsylvania for Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger.
His public defender says Koberger plans to waive his extradition hearing so he can quickly return to Moscow, Idaho. The lawyer says his client is eager to be exonerated. Koberger's family released a statement yesterday saying they're cooperating to promote his presumption of innocence. He faces four counts of first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the stabbing deaths of four students in their apartment in Moscow, Idaho. I'm Richard Johnson.
Meanwhile, we're finding out more about the man accused of attacking three NYPD officers with a machete near Times Square on New Year's Eve.
The suspect is identified as Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. He reportedly penned a manifesto that urged his family to repent to Allah and accept Islam. The New York Post reports the suspect traveled to the city from Maine on an Amtrak train last week with a handwritten note in his backpack. It's believed he may have become a radicalized Muslim in recent years following the death of his father in 2018. I'm Dave Collins.
The new XBB 1.5 Omicron subvariant is sweeping across the nation just as the holidays come to a close. COVID-19 Advisory Board member Zeke Emanuel tells MSNBC the variant is getting by antibodies that are created from infection or vaccination.
Oh, it is a great concern, and the fact that it's spreading at this moment when people have been traveling, and therefore we're going to see another surge going forward. We can be pretty confident of that.
The CDC projects about 40% of confirmed COVID cases in the U.S. are the new strain. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Less than 24 hours before the 118th Congress is sworn in, embattled New York Congressman-elect George Santos is showing no signs of stepping down as he faces more questions about his past.
His resume has been called into question, and George Santos admitted parts of his work history and schooling were falsified. Still, outgoing Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas says Santos deserves an opportunity for forgiveness.
We're a country of second chances, and when people are willing to turn their life around and own up to this, then do what it takes to earn respect.
Brady on Fox News Sunday also said voters should decide whether he resigns, not the GOP. The Nassau County District Attorney announced last week an investigation into Santos, while federal prosecutors are also looking into his financial filings. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Sad news from the entertainment world. Earth, Wind & Fire drummer Fred White has died.
Yes, I stop interview. The band and his brother, Verdeen, confirmed the news. White joined his siblings in the band in 1974 and contributed to breakout hits like Shining Star and Saturday Night. He left Earth, Wind & Fire in the early 1980s, but returned for their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. He also continued to sing with other artists and most recently appeared on Diana Ross's 2021 comeback album. No cause of death was given. White was 67 years old. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The stock markets are closed today in observance of the New Year's holiday. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.